WRKB 7101 Wanda. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Has been having radio issues, so I will check in for Wanda this evening. 359, moving to the written X radio check. Also, I'd like to check in for WRJS 656 Sylvia. She was unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZ 709 Carol. Copied out of Karen.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we're talking about winter storm hazards, and I read off a few tips that they had mentioned in the handbook. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Carol?
The only thing I can think of is, like you said, make sure people know where you are and if you're out traveling. Also, to carry a wool blanket and other essentials, a lot of water with you and food, and if you have to travel. And like I said, layers of clothes. Make sure you have nice warm jacket, gloves, and everything to protect yourself.
Copy that. That's definitely some good ideas. Yeah, and you just never know. I mean, you need to be prepared if you're planning on traveling. And it sounds like I said, that there are storm warnings or winter storm hazard warnings up at the higher elevation. So if you're planning on traveling, it's good to be totally prepared. Well, thank you for that, Carol. Is WQZA 709 Marsha available?
This is Marsha, WTA 709, doing well, and it's raining heavy.
Happy that I hear you there. It's been kind of raining most of the day, but I think it's given us a little bit break right now, but I'm sure soon to follow. It's supposed to rain the next couple days, so that's what a good thing. We're talking about winter storms and traveling and that sort of thing. Well, thank both of you ladies for your sharing. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Good evening, ladies. I copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we've been covering some tips about what to do during winter storms and different hazards. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Kimber?
Oh, my gosh. Do I not ever have anything to share? Okay, so where do I begin? Starting with during a storm, I noted how dehydration can easily happen during freezing temperatures. Kind of surprising to me because, you know, I love my coffee. I don't drink much, but coffee is good, and I depend on it all day long, but I was not aware of that fact. Break. Remembering to stretch before any strenuous activity, such as shoveling snow, that's pretty important because the older we get, the less flexible we become, so that's important. And also replenish any items that are used during a storm, like candles, food, anything you use, water, emergency water, batteries, that's always an excellent tip. And I'm also wanting to talk about gas buddies because it says, you know, don't use portable gas heaters inside. Break. I have had some successful use of gas buddy heaters, which are little propane portables. But then some people have not have such luck, like people with tents and stuff. So it just matters. You got to have a ventilation, of course. But, you know, just be careful there. I wouldn't use any other type of gas heater. And always insulate your pipes around here because when we get sub-freezing there, pipes break. I've had that happen lots. Checking batteries and turn on your faucet at night. Break. One thing that isn't mentioned here is your car and defrosting your windshield. So there are ways you can defrost your windshield easily, and there's also natural remedies. Never pour hot water on your windshield. Get in, start your car, start the defroster up right away. If you're going to have a hard freeze, put a windshield cover on overnight, like a blanket or a piece of cardboard on the outside, and that helps break. You could also park your car in the garage or someplace inside. And there is a homemade remedy for defrosting, and I see this on the AutoZone website. It says, craft your own defrosting spray. It can be economical and effective. Mix 3 parts vinegar with 1 part water and apply it to your windshield the night before. The vinegar's acetic acid helps prevent frost formation. Rubbing alcohol is also an excellent quick fix for a light frost. Mix it with water, 2 parts alcohol to 1 part water, and spray it on your windshield for fast defrosting. So pretty cool ways to defrost your car window, which is a problem around here. And one other thing I would like to talk about, break. Something very important, especially if you get a lot of snow around your house. I grew up in the mountains shoveling snow all the time. Those ice cleats, walk traction cleats, to put it's little rubber, they're rubber stretchables, and they have cleats on there. You can put it on your boots or on shoes, and it keeps you from slipping in the snow and ice. And pretty wonderful things to have. You can get them on Amazon for like $13.99. I have a store on the Amazon that you can go to, recommended break. That is pretty convenient, winter storm warning. Okay, so the store on Amazon is specifically named that I saw these devices that fit on both boots and shoes. They slip right over, and you just one goes over the toe, one goes over the heel, and boom, you're ready to go. Is J. Shan Mai at the Amazon store. So it's J-S-H-A-N-M-E-I, Shan Mai. J. Shan Mai store on Amazon. Look them out. Just look up ice cleats, walk traction cleats. Really cool stuff. And I think that's all I have to say. Thank you for doing that, Karen. Love you, ladies. Comment? 378 Robin, go ahead.
You can also get some really good ones as far as the traction is concerned at Sportsman's Warehouse and things like that that are just like what Kimber is saying. They're available right now. There's some good ones called Trax. And those are the ones that I utilize because they are the best. I had made the mistake of falling a few years ago up at Prospect and broke my hand, and so I'm a firm believer in Trax. That's all I got to say.
Comment?
709 Carol, go ahead.
I bought a pair at Walmart last year. And they work fantastic.
Copy that. Well, there you go, ladies. That's a good thing because that's always a possibility. And I know it really sucks when you fall, especially when you break something. So I hear that totally. Well, thank you, ladies, for sharing the information. Kimber, would you like to talk about the Amron nut?
Absolutely, and I want to thank Robin and Carol for getting on and saying that. Those Trax cleats, I have heard about those, and they're local in a store if you want to go buy them in person. So that's always good. Anyway, everybody can come on over to the Amron Net. Happens every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on this same repeater system. We do a roll call, and there's quite a lot of people, so you got to have a little bit of patience and a lot of love because it's a lot of good people. So roll call, then we do an intelligence brief, which is encrypted news, and then we do our Channel 3 checks, break. Every week we go into how important it is to learn how to speak on Channel 3 off the repeaters in case the electricity goes down, the repeaters are down, and you need to be able to contact your neighbors or people around you for help or give help as needed, and Channel 3 is good for that on FRS, MURS, GMRS, CB, Channel 3, and there's a ham simplex that Amron goes 146-420. It's a good way for people of all radio skills to go and reach out for help and give help. So it's cool. Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Thank you, Karen, back to net.
Copy that. Well, thank you, Karen, or Kimber, sorry, for, and thank you for doing that, Ned, as well. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384, Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359, Karen, you copy? WROY 384, Diana, copy and read you loud and clear. Copy that. There's a little bit of static in the background, but I'm sure that's probably atmospheric, and so we still hear you well. So the ladies have had some really good suggestions about winter storm hazards and different tips of things that you can do. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Diana?
Well, I just heard them mention about the tracks. They're wonderful if you're outside. But if you go into a store, stop at the door and remove them because they are like ice skates in a grocery store or Walmart.
Copy that. Yeah, that makes total sense to me. Yeah, well, that could kind of be a pain, but, I mean, that could save you from falling, so it is what it is. Is there anything else, Diana?
No, this is really a good list of what's in here. So, no, that's all.
Copy that. And by the way, ladies, Diana sent me a video of a lady that was in North Carolina and how she kind of prepped, but there was things that she talked about that she should have done. So I will probably share that video after our net this evening, either that or possibly tomorrow. So thank you for that, Diana. Well, thank you for sharing, Diana. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, this is WRJF 359 Karen. Do you copy?